In the studio with me this morning from South... I knew I was going to say it. I keep going South Wooden Ferrers instead of St. Francis Hospice. What is that about? Where's it coming from?
I'm so glad you made the mistake, not me.
See, this is perfect radio. No, just go with it. It's perfect radio. From St. Francis Hospice, we've got Chris and Liberty in the studio. Morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Morning, Liberty. How's your nerves, Liberty? All right?
Yeah, now that it's happening, it's okay.
See? I've spent my life like that. Now, we're going to be talking. First of all, Chris, I want to talk to you about the classic... Frankie's Classic Car Fest. Mm-hmm. How did it go?
Oh, well, it was absolutely fantastic this year. It's just grown and grown year on year. This year we broke all records in terms of fundraising attendance. We did it in association with the Capri Owners Club UK.
Oh, really?
So there was over, in terms of the Capris, there was over...
I love a Capri.
They all looked amazing. There was over 220 of them that day. And then in terms of total cars, classic cars, we had 700.
Yeah.
We had some amazing live acts. We had a Amy Winehouse tribute act, an Elvis Presley tribute act.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, really, really good.
Fantastic. How many people you get through the games?
Over 5,000.
Oh, it's better than last year.
Yeah, it was, yes, yep. I'm being worried about next year.
Amazing, amazing. And have you got any plans to expand it for next year? Because I know this is huge. It's almost the A127 going past. It looks like someone's put a car park in that field over there.
Don't say that. Yeah, it's still going to be held at the Ford Motor Company at Dunton.
Yeah.
We're just going to rejig it a bit and use some different car parks and stuff, but no big changes. It's still the same venue.
Okay, if you want any more details about this, I'm sure there's be loads on the website, sfh.org.uk. That's right?
Right. Yeah, in terms of Frankie's, that won't be on until January.
So. Okay, all right. Well, just keep an eye on it, you know, just keep popping back. Now, today I want to talk to you about a fun run you've got coming on.
Yep, another Frankie's Festive Fun Run, which is at Fairlock Waters Country Park.
Oh, really? Oh, it's a lovely venue.
Yeah, it's absolutely... the walk is amazing. It takes you through the country park, around the lake. It's 5K. It's aimed at families and all agilities in terms of running, walking. You can do anything you want. You don't have to run.
I was just going to say that. You don't have to run, do you?
No. You can stroll.
Because I've got wobbly bits.
You can walk on your knees. You can do anything you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as long as you do the 5K and raise funds, that's okay.
Raising funds is the most important part of this because I know it takes you something like 7 million you have to raise every year.
Yes. I think it's roughly about £21,000 a day.
See, that's phenomenal.
Yeah. And the target, these are all suggested targets, but for the festive fun run, we're suggesting £54. That pays for a hour of hospice at home care.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Because I know the hospice is not charging. You don't charge
for
hospice, do you?
No, it's all free. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's why it's so much money to raise. And they do some fantastic work. My brother ended up in a hospice about two years ago. Amazing work. Absolutely amazing work. Now, what date is the fun run?
So it's Sunday the 8th of December.
Yeah.
You can register online at www.sfh.org.uk/fun/, I'm not sure that's the right term, run.
Or
you can email us at sfh.org.uk. There are discount codes.
Are there?
Yeah, if you find a discount code on a leaflet, a poster, I'm not sure if there's one online, there might be one, you get 10% off.
Oh.
So without the discounts, it's £15 for an adult, £8 for a child, but we've got a family ticket for four, which is £40.
Oh, lovely. Fantastic. So that's coming up, sfh.org.uk, don't forget. Now, Liberty, you want to talk about a Christmas market, is that right?
Yes. If you fancy something a little less taxing than a fun run. we've got a Christmas market happening on the 30th of November at the hospice in our education centre with loads of, stalls for Christmas decorations and stocking fillers. We've got homemade goods, we've got patients that have made things, knitted things, and we're selling Christmas cards, and there'll be a Santa's Grotto for kids, there'll be refreshments, it'll be great, it'll be really nice.
So that's the
Christmassy
30th of November.
Saturday, 30th of November at the hospice.
At the hospice itself. Is this on the website as well?
This is the website, www.sfh.org.uk/Christmas-market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there an entry price to the Christmas market?
£3 per person, but with that you get a free mince pie.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, a cup of tea or coffee.
I might come out and go in a few times.
Definitely do that. Definitely. Yeah. And there's a Santa's Grotto for kids as well. So, yeah, it should be really great. And just a nice, easy one.
Nice start for your Christmas.
Get started on your shopping.
Doesn't stretch your thighs anything. You can wander around slowly.
Exactly.
Doesn't give you an instep that hurts at the end of it, you know.
However, you don't get your bargains at this Christmas market, that Frankie's Festive Fun Run, we've also got another Christmas market.
Have you?
We've also got another Santa Grotto with real live reindeers.
So
you can pet them. I'm sure Rudolph will be there.
And Santa?
Santa will be there. He'll be spinning some discs. I'm sure there'll be a Noddy Holder song sounding out across the park.
Got to get Noddy in sometime, haven't you?
Exactly. And of course, Frankie will be there because he's no Grinch, is he? So he'll be more than festive.
Fantastic. Well, that's a lot coming up. Don't forget, your hunt for something to do this Christmas starts off at sfh.org.uk. Chris, Liberty, thank you so much for coming in, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for having us.